is about ruralities and nursing home quality of care disparities. I also want to thank my co-author, Dr. Daniel Mohn, who's not here today, but I want to thank for his contributions to this study. This is the major content of my presentation today. As for some background introduction, according to the most recent version of AHRQ's National Healthcare Disparity Report, healthcare disparity exists in rural areas and it is a persistent issue. Based on previous studies, rural residents were more likely to be older, poor, with poor health status, with more chronic conditions, but they were less likely to receive preventive services or visit healthcare providers less often. Rurality was associated with increased elderly populations and their increased long-term care needs. In this study, I used Donabedian's model to define the quality of care. I used a process evaluation, which includes the hospitalization during the nursing home stay and indwelling catheter. The overall goal of this study is to ID which resident and facility level factors influence nursing home quality of care with different levels of ruralities. I use the most recent version of National Nursing Home Survey data, the two major components, current resident survey and the facility file. They are both publicly available, but once I want to merge them together to be used as a unified data set, it is not publicly available anymore. It's only available in the Research Data Center in Hayesville, Maryland. I included two dependent variables. There are also nursing home quality of care measures. The first one is hospital use in the past 90 days. The second quality measure I use is whether they use indwelling catheters. For independent variables, I'm not going to read them through, but I basically divided them into individual level confounders and facility level confounders. And the first facility level variable is metropolitan statistical area, which are also my variables of interest, divided into three levels. I will talk in details later. Basically, for my analytical approach, I use descriptive analysis. Then for my multivariate analysis, I use nonlinear mixed model to examine both individual level and facility level factors. This is the first descriptive table, the result. Due to the limitation of space and time, I can only present the descriptive result of the outcome variables. But actually, for my actual paper, there are more to be included. So according to this table, we can see that there are three different levels of rurality: metropolitan area, micropolitan area, and the last one is other metropolitan area, which is considered as rural area here. And we can see that relative to our residents in metro or macro areas, residents in rural areas, they are more likely to experience hospital admissions, and they are more likely to experience multiple times of hospital admissions. For the last line, for indwelling catheters, those who are less likely to use indwelling catheter, but it is not statistically significant for the descriptive result. So as a summary, compared to residents in facilities located in metro or micropolitan areas, residents in rural facilities were more likely to experience hospitalizations. Individuals in facilities located in rural areas, they were more likely to be white, female, age 75 and older, using Medicaid as their primary payment approach. They are more likely to be diagnosed with cardiovascular disease or dementia at nursing home admission. They are more likely to have longer stay. Also, rural residents were more likely to be in a facility that were operated in a chain as a for-profit organization with larger, more than 200 bed size, higher percentage of Medicaid recipients, and with lower percentage of Black residents. Last, rural residents were less likely to to be resident in facilities which offer 5 or more total nursing hours per patient day, and or to be in a facility that's accredited by those organizations. I also conducted correlation coefficient analysis. The purpose of doing that is to exclude 2 independent variables that are highly correlated with each other to be included in the same multivariate model. Due to the result of due to the high correlations, I only included total ADLs per person and RN staffing measures in my final model. In other words, I didn't include individual ADL measures such as bathing, dressing, toileting, walking, and I didn't include other nursing staff measures such as LPN, CNA. I only used the RN measures. So this is my result of my multivariate analysis. Variables of interest are 3 levels of rurality measures. I use metropolitan area as my reference group, and then this individual confounders and facility confounders. So as a result, let's discuss from hospital admission first. Residents in rural facilities, they are significantly more likely to be hospitalized in the past 3 months. A 1-year increase in age predict a relatively smaller odds of being hospitalized. Being male and had greater odds of being hospitalized. Resident with 1 additional ADL per person or using Medicare as primary payment sources had greater odds. Being a chain facility or a facility with accreditations by those 3 organizations were associated with smaller odds of being hospitalized. For my other outcome measure, residents in rural facilities were significantly more likely to use indwelling catheter, being African American male. 1 increase in number of ADLs per person using Medicare is associated with greater odds of using catheter, while being diagnosed with dementia, staying longer than 90 days, were each associated with smaller odds of using indwelling catheter. Resident in facilities with higher nursing hours per patient day or with accreditations had greater odds of being, there's a typo here, it's of using catheter is not vaccination. Okay, as a conclusion, rural location has a impact on nursing home quality of care, especially using this hospitalization and the indwelling catheter, these 2 quality measures. The other policy implications is from the how to finance the long-term care. We can say that Medicare payment is associated with both quality measures. That's something we need to think about, whether it's because the vulnerability of the Medicare recipients themselves or it is the program mechanism itself. The last policy implication is whether the government should provide more guidance, specific guidance, regulation, and supports in terms of provide more specific guidance to nursing staff, as we can see that nursing staff is, especially RN staffing measures, is positively associated with quality of care measures. And also the other thing is facility accreditation status is positively associated with quality of care. Okay, that's all. Thank you.